listener production.
We've had the first loss of the week, but it was a big one ahead of a massive 48 hours in markets.
And find out what to expect from tonight's interest rate decision over in the US.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Wednesday, the 1st of May. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Laura, pinch and the punch.
Yes, I did just do that to you.
You did.
Then you did it back.
In person.
And I told you, no, you got to do slap and a kick for being too quick.
I didn't realise
you learned
this.
That one.
I did, so thank you so
it's
much
right.
for educating
teaching you
me.
Things every day.
And it's on a day the market had a terrible performance, the ASX 200 down by about 1.1%. Of course, a brand new month, but it's ushered in these fresh losses, and it was our first decline in three sessions as well.
Yeah, sadly, it hasn't been a very good start to a brand new month. Of course, last night we did see some pretty decent falls on Wall Street, and that was basically after some more US data basically showed that the US economy is still resilient, it's still too hot, and this pushes back interest rate cut expectations even further. And that's been sort of what we've seen for a little while now, and that's why we saw our market falling over the course of last month. So we actually snapped a 5-month winning streak. So last month was the first month that we declined in 6 months. Over those 5 months where we gained, we were up by around 16%. Last month, we fell by about 3%. So still a way to go to reverse all of those gains. So it's not too bad, but still a fall nonetheless.
As you said, our market was down 3%, but we still did better than the Americans. They were down about 4.2% as a group. Quite similar to the European markets, the declines that we've had here, we were worse than most of the major Asian markets.
If we quickly look back to some of the different stocks and sectors, how they performed over the course of last month, we can see that unfortunately, most of the sectors did decline. We saw real estate falling most, down by almost 8%. That was by far the worst. The second worst consumer discretionary, and then we had telecom down about 5%. So looking at the two sectors that did lift, though, utilities was up almost 5%, materials up around 0.6%. So a very marginal lift there. If we look at the particular stocks, the best performing stock, unsurprisingly, was Emerald Resources. This is a gold miner. We saw the gold subsector up around 8% over April. It hit a 3.5-year high in mid-April. That's because gold prices hit multiple record highs over the course of April. So unsurprising that we saw a gold miner in top place. The worst performer, though, was Star Entertainment. They're currently undergoing court proceedings to determine whether or not they'll be able to hold on to their casino license. So they were down for the better half of 30% just last month.
So that's April behind us. We've kicked off May with a difficult kind of footing, but the US market last night was down by as much as 2%. There were a few factors at play there. One was signs that labor costs in the US are lifting more than expected. And at the same time, there's this survey that's out monthly asking people how they're feeling about their money. And essentially, Americans are feeling worse about their financial situation than expected. But there's a very important decision on interest rates early tomorrow morning that is probably just keeping markets on edge. Today, though, we've had all 11 sectors dropping back quite significantly, many declines in excess of 1% to as much as 2%. So we've had energy companies doing poorly, materials falling quite heavily, consumer discretionary stocks also down by close to 1.5%, and tech and property trusts, some of those interest rate sensitive areas, also doing poorly. About 9 in every 10 companies on the market were down today, so there were very few bright spots.
There still were a few to focus on, and Woolies was one of them. They've been in the headlines today ahead of its third quarter sales results, which will be released tomorrow. So today they actually announced to the market they'll be selling a 5% stake in Endeavour Group, which is about $470 million worth of roughly 90 million shares. So Endeavour Group is a company that operates liquor stores and pubs. They own Dan Murphy's, which most of us would be familiar with. And for those that aren't aware, Woolies actually demerged Endeavour a few years ago in 2021. So prior to that, they were part of the same group. So after selling this bulk of shares, Woolies will be left with about 4.1% of Endeavour shares. Woolies said they'll be using the proceeds to return capital to its investors, and they said they'll provide a further update when they release their full year results on August 28. In terms of Woolies' share price reaction, well, they rose slightly, not by much. Endeavour shares go going the other way, though, down around 4%. The other supermarket giant, Coles, saw its share price also moving higher today, though, and it's been on the top performers list, currently the 8th best as we speak, after receiving a couple of target price lifts, which basically means that analysts are forecasting that Coles shares will be higher in 12 months' time.
Another group of stocks that actually did really well today were uranium miners. So we said that mining stocks did poorly as a group, like Fortescue Metals, South 32, BHP Rio, some of those larger players are all down. But uranium miners are shooting the lights out. The likes of Paladin, Boss Energy, Deep Yellow, Bannerman, some of the larger players, you know, they've been up between around 4% to as much as 7% for most of the session. Now, one reason seems to be reports that the US Senate is approving legislation to ban the import of uranium from Russia into the United States. And that's a big deal because Russia is a major player globally, but it's also the largest supplier of enriched uranium to the United States as well, or has been in the past. A Canadian-based investment group also snapped up a 5% stake in Deep Yellow, which has been working on a site in Namibia. It wants to get to the production phase there. So plenty of interest in that uranium space. And it's been one of the better performing subsectors we've had over the past year or so.
Global Packaging Company was another one on the winners list today. That company is Amcor. It was out with its quarterly update today. And overall, the numbers came in better than analysts had expected. Earnings per share was 18 cents per share versus 16 cents expected. Revenue was higher as well, 3.7 billion versus 3.5 that was expected. It also upped its earnings guidance for the year to be a touch higher than analysts forecast. So a good day for Amcor, lifting around the 4% mark as we speak to be the fourth best performer, which is quite remarkable, especially on a day when we are seeing the broader market down. Onto the worst performer of the day, though, coal miner Coronado Resources. They're down around 8% after five different brokers downgraded its target price.
Qantas down 1.2% today. There was news of a technology issue which has allowed basically some customers to access frequent flyer accounts and also to view and manage the trips of other customers on the Qantas app. Now, a Qantas spokesperson ruled out a potential cyber breach, instead blaming this on system changes. And of course, we've had in recent years so many cyber attacks on for the likes of Medibank, Latitude, Technology One, just to name a few. So every time there's a tech issue, markets get a bit nervous. But, you know, it's largely falling in line with the rest of the market today.
Tonight, the Fed interest rate decision. So this will be Thursday morning Sydney time that the decision comes out. We are expecting the Fed to leave rates on hold where they have been for several months now. But I think it comes as no surprise that they are likely to address what we've been seeing in the US economy. It's still hot, it's resilient, and that's even after being on the heels of the fastest hiking cycle in over 40 years. So inflation has been higher than expected for a number of consecutive months. There's other signs of strength in the US economy, like the labor force data and manufacturing numbers as well. So we have already heard the Fed turn a little bit more hawkish, saying that rate cuts would be later rather than sooner, and they'll keep rates steady for as long as needed. So the question is, how hawkish will he be? And will he possibly bring back the possibility of another rate hike? So this is what investors will really have their eyes on tonight.
As far as the potential response from markets, 4 a.m. is when the decision will be handed down. 30 minutes later is the press conference where your mate JP or Jerome Powell will be speaking. So every chance the Fed could warn the need to delay rate cuts. The tone of the statement, as you said, will be very important as well. So the last hour and a half of trade will probably be the most volatile in the US from 4:30 to around 6. And the first part might be pretty quiet in the US. Also, the European markets are shut tonight for holidays and China's closed for the rest of the week. So markets might be a little on the quiet side tonight ahead of this.
Quickly looking at tomorrow, we have some earnings from NAB, Woolworths. Wesfarmers will have a strategy day, a couple of AGMs around. Bank of Queensland will trade ex-dividend, and we'll get a few little pieces of economic data. Tonight also, out of the US, MasterCard and Pfizer will be releasing their quarterly results.
And there'll be one update on jobs growth as well, a private sector one. So not as important as the official one that's out on Friday night, but we'll definitely get some attention tomorrow morning as well.
Absolutely. So could be an interesting day tomorrow. Let's see what happens.
Let's have a good one.
Bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.